All right. So for all those Chicago and New York Jets fans out there this morning, I'm sorry. You know, in any football game, all that really matters is the score on the board when the timer runs out.
Roethlisberger in trouble, throws it in. What a catch!
Under a minute to go, fourth and four. Haney over the middle, picked off by Shields. And Shields takes it the other way. The Green Bay Packers are going to ride to the Super Bowl on that.
That's right. We know the Super Bowl now. The Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing in Arlington, Texas. Joining us now, Nanda DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Old school.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is a classic. It's kind of a classic one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the galloping horse kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and to a certain extent, the games that we saw yesterday were also kind of gritty, rough and tumble, hard-fought kind of games.
Yeah, I mean, you had no, you know, Carolina Panthers kind of stuff in the mix either. It was old-fashioned, you know, let's just pound it out and everyone can see our breath as we're breathing, that kind of
10
stuff.
10 degrees
it
on the field,
freezing.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah, it's what football's supposed to be. You know?
Well, let's take apart both of these games real quickly before we move on to your Super Bowl predictions. Let's start with the Steelers and the Jets. A lot of disappointed Jets fans. If you watch just the first half of that game, you'd think the Jets didn't even come there to win.
No, I mean, that was just like a sleepwalking through the first half kind of game where they had one total rushing yard. They had 50 yards of offense, but it was half their fault and half Pittsburgh just had the ball for so long. It seemed like the field was stretched out because there's no way Pittsburgh could have just kept running and running and running so successfully and not have like 100 points by the half. It was
That's
crazy.
Interesting. And then in the second half, the Jets kind of woke up.
Right.
And they tried to get it going. And I keep saying if there had been 5 more minutes on the clock, maybe they would have had a chance.
Yeah, they kind of did the flip thing. Like towards the end of the game, the Jets finally started holding on to the ball, you know, doing drives of 5 minutes and 8 minutes and stuff like that. When, you know, they should have been rushing it. So,
yeah,
I think
you're
right. If they would have just gotten a little more time, you know, they were picking it up. They're figuring out how to play the game. And
all right.
Just not enough time.
Not enough time. So,
and first half. It's not a good strategy.
Yeah, well, they do this. I think they only scored a touchdown in the first quarter in like 3 games this entire season. Like, this is what the Jets do. They don't score early. And
We're checking it out. We're going to be really careful here.
All right. Yeah. But the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, this was kind of another – it could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
It could have.
Right until the end. I mean, if you watch the end of that game, it was very exciting. You know, the third-string quarterback brought him all the way down to the 29-yard line. And, you know, if they scored, they would have tied the game. And then,
that was his first NFL game, right?
I think he popped in when the Giants were in the business of taking out all the quarterbacks. He'd popped in for a little while,
really?
when they took out the first two quarterbacks.
Well, happened was Jay Cutler got an injury to his knee. We still don't know exactly what happened until they get the results of the MRI back. But he left, and they had to bring in the substitute quarterback. And there's a lot of blame going around Chicago for Jay Cutler right now. A lot of people hating on Jay Cutler.
This guy, he doesn't help it. I mean, he walks around kind of, there are stories about how sullen he is and how he always has a sour puss on his face.
And he's erratic on a good day.
Well, he doesn't, you know what it is? He doesn't talk to the media. So, I mean, I read something today, you know, where he might have been hurt beforehand and not said anything to everyone, and this just kind of pushed him over the edge. And I like to exercise caution before I bash, you know, these quiet guys who don't speak to the media.
My knees are a serious injury. I mean, I have to say, when the third-string quarterback came in, as engrossed as I was in the story of his success,
I was
rooting against the Bears getting into the Super Bowl. A third string quarterback of the Super Bowl, it would be just the worst Super Bowl of all time. I had to say, I was going like, all right, have your moment, buddy, and then get the heck out of there.
You know, when Tom Brady won that first year, he was a second string quarterback.
True.
And it was a beautiful story. Everyone embraced him.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he took over for Drew Bledsoe,
that.
You know, ran him through. Bledsoe took over for a game and a half, and then Brady came in and, yeah.
Well, let's ask you first before we move on to your prediction. I mean, are these the teams that deserve to win? I mean, are these the two teams that should have been in the Super Bowl?
I think, you could have made an argument for probably half the teams in the NFL this year because, you know, there's no collective bargaining. A lot of free agents moved around. So it was kind of a parity-filled year, an unpredictable year. So, yeah, even though Green Bay, you know, if they would have lost one of the last two games, wouldn't even been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They hit their stride at the right time. They had a lot of good wins.
And Aaron Rodgers is like on fire. I mean, who's the dream date in this Super Bowl? Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Roethlisberger's a really nice guy.
Oh, my God.
All right. So Nando is refusing to comment on that particular one.
That.
It goes where sports writers fear to tread. All right, but let's move ahead to your predictions. I mean, you've had enough to be able to see how both the Steelers and the Packers play. Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I just think the Packers have so much momentum right now. I mean, they're playing with this running back James Starks, who came out of nowhere. You know, he's and when those things happen, he's got the fresh legs. No one really knows him that well because there's not a lot of tape on him.
No injury problems.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna look at both teams and just put them on a scale, I think the one thing that's gonna go the way of the Packers is the momentum. Pittsburgh, you know, they're also riding a little momentum, obviously, to get to this point. But I don't know. These teams are so even. The Packers are a slight favorite right now. But,
really?
Yeah,
Met before in the final game or a championship game or a Super Bowl?
No, I'm not 100% sure about this. I'm sure, you know, someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. You know,
it seems like they should have.
A great game 2 years ago, and with essentially the same teams, where Roethlisberger and Rodgers threw for almost like 900 something yards between the two of them.
Holy cow!
Awesome shootout. Yeah, I think the score is like 39-38.
One way or another, people should enjoy the Super Bowl while they can, because it's also looking dim for next year's season.
It is. That's the little cloud that's hanging over this game.
Nando DeFino bows his head.
I don't want to say. You know, I've been saying it for so long. I get this feeling that it might not happen. They might just smarten up and say, let's settle our differences. We are the most popular game in the world right now. Everyone loves us. There's literally nothing wrong with this game. You know, so let's just reach an agreement, work it out, and play these games next year.
Which means the NFL cashed a really big check this year, and they can probably make it through the next year.
Every week they have a ratings record. You see, most people watch this game, most people watch that game. It's amazing how many people are just embracing football right now.
So you're holding out hope against hope?
I have my fingers crossed. I'm usually a pessimist with this stuff, and, you know, I came out earlier this year, and I'm like, it's not going to happen. The season's going to be canceled, but I just think it'd be so dumb to cancel a season.
See, I think the ratings records work against the players.
It's still probably smart to enjoy the Super Bowl while you can. Yep. Take photos.
Yeah,
of
you should be enjoying
watching
this anyway.
Absolutely. Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Anytime.